Vayter in Shas, we are on Daf Chaf Aleph, picking it up right in the middle of the page by the new parak, third parak. We are trucking along Maseches Megillah. Here we go. Akoris Megillah Omer V'Yoshev. When we read the Megillah, you can read it whether you're standing or you're sitting, whichever one you want. Kara Echad Karu Shnayim Yotzev. You have one person reading, or if you have two people that are reading it together, Yotzev, and we're not worried by saying the two voices aren't able to be heard. We don't say that about Megillah. We'll see. Makom shenagul varach yivarach. There's some places they've been knowing a minute to actually make the bracha on the Megillah. Then you make a bracha. Shelo levarach, lo yivarach. And if not, then don't. Rashi says, ain sarach levarach. You don't have to. B'sheni v'chamishi b'shabbos b'mincha korin shalosha. On Tuesday, on Mondays and Thursdays, and on Shabbos Mincha, you read three aliyos. Rashi says, Ezra was tikkun shei korin b'sheni v'chamishi in Bava Kama. The parak Meruba daf pei beis v'hachash me'inan d'shloshehin koin Levi v'Yisrael. Okay, ein pochsin mehenvei mosif nolem. You don't do less than that. You don't do more than that. You don't do less than koin Levi v'Yisrael. You don't do more because it's going to be hard for the tzibor because it's a day of work and people have to get out. And also on Shabbos and Mincha it's samach l'chashecha and people would stay the entire day darshening and steiging and therefore they wanted to get out. So you don't go ahead and you don't add by Shabbos Mincha either. Vein Maftir Menavi, you don't have Navi either. Ashes Mishum Hay Time Agufa because of that reason as well. HaPaseach V'chosim B'Torah Mevaruch L'Faneiro L'Chareah. The one, the Gemara is going to explain this, we're going to see, that the one who starts, who gets the first Aliyah, he says a bracha, and the one who ends it says the after bracha. Rosh Chodeshim U'Becholo Shalmoid Karin Arban Rosh Chodesh, and on Cholomoid you read four Aliyos. Ein Pochsim Hen V'Ein Mosif Nalim, you don't do less, you don't do more. Rashi says Rosh Chodesh and Cholomoid, there's also Iker, there's also Pita Malacha, because the Malacha is Davar Ha'Avid Muteri. So I'm going to say Davar Avid, it's more to do, so therefore you don't do, you don't add to that. Same idea as we said before. The first person, the last person to make the brachas. Zakla, this is a rule. Kol sheish ba musaf ve'ena yomtiv karin arba. Anything is a musaf, but doesn't is not a yomtiv. So you read four. That would be Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed. B'yomtiv chamisha yomtiv. You read five aliyos. B'yom Kippur m'shisha six. B'Shabbos shivan Shabbos seven. Ein pochsin mehen aval masif. You can't do less than seven, but you're allowed to add to it on Shabbos. The one who opens, the one who closes it, they're the ones who go ahead and make the brachas. Now, the opening of the Mishnah was, you could say the Megillah sitting or standing, but we do not. It's not so when it comes to Kriyas HaTeire. Zok the Gemara, Tana, Masha'en came B'Toyra, which is not the case when it comes to Torah. She'en Korin, Rashi says, B'Torah, B'Tzibor, Mushav, you can't do it while sitting down. Minani mi, Liyadam, you know, the summer of Avo, Adam, Harkra, because the Pesach says, V'Ata, Po, Amod, Imadi. You stand here with me. This is the Rebbeinu Shlomo speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu when it's referencing the concept of the Teire. In reference to teaching the Teda. Vam Rebbe says, Il Malay Mikar's Kasov, if Shalom, if the Pasuk hadn't said this, we would not be able to say such a thing. Kaviyachal of a Kodesh Bracha by Midr, so to speak, as if Hashem is standing just like a person is standing. Vam Rebbe Vav, Minayin Le Rav, Shalom Yeshiv, Agabi Mita, Vieshno, the Talmido, Agabi Karka. How do we know that we shouldn't have the Rav sitting in the bed and his Talmud sitting on the floor? Rashi says, rather, what should it be? Both of them should be on the bed or both of them should be on the floor? How do we know? Shenema Vatapo Almod Imadi, that here you should be standing with me. We should be in the same type of thing that they're doing. Tanu Rabbanan, Mimos Moshe Adam Gamliel, Lamedim Tari Elamumad. They used to stand, they used to make sure they would learn from the days of Moshe Abeno Tarab and Gamliel. They wouldn't sit when they learned Tari, they would be standing when they were learning Tari. Mishamesab and Gamliel, Yared Cholil Olam. When Gamliel died, sickness came down to them. In other words, like they weren't as strong. Vahir Lamedim Tarab and Yushav, they used to learn it when they were sitting down. Behind the time, this is like what it says in the Mishnah, Mishamesab and Gamliel Hazakin, the Bach throws in. Zakin died, batel kavod haTorah, the level of the honor of Torah died, and wasn't the same, was nullified. We have a problem, because we have one pasuk that says, Omer v'eshe bahar, one pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu seemingly was sitting on the mountain. Because of Echad, we have another pasuk that says, Omer v'anuchi amadich bahar, I stood in the mountain. So what's going on? A few different answers. Omer Rav, omed v'lomed. Rav says that when he was, Yoshev v'shona, when he was learning it, he would be standing. Rav says, Mipia gvuro v'lomed v'gvuro, Yoshev v'shona, mean shenis of Adom HaShalom, and he was learning, he was reviewing whatever he learned, then he would be sitting down. One answer. Another answer. Ebechini Omer, lo omed v'lo Yoshev v'lo shoche. Shoche. It wasn't sitting or standing, rather he was leaning. It was like he was bowing in a way where he was like somewhere in between. So both the one time it looks like standing, one time it looked like sitting, but it was the same position. Another answer, Yochanan Amar Ein Yeshiva Ela Loshen Akava. The yeshiva in this context doesn't mean that he was sitting, but it means Akava like Ikov of staying, and he stayed in one place. Shenar Avateishvu BeKadesh Amir Rabin. They stayed in Kadesh for many days. So that's another different Loshen over here, not that he was actually sitting. Rav Amar, another answer is Rakos Mu'umad Akashas Mu'yoshav. The things that were a little easier to understand, Rashi says, Dvarim Rakim Venochim Shadam Mahir Lashaman. When they were able to hear it quickly, he did it while sitting down. And Rakos Mu'umad, I'm sorry, he did it standing. And it was more difficult, he sat down in order to focus a little more to get more clarity and to understand it. Next, we said in the Mishnah that Ko Echad Ko Shnayim Yatzu. If you have one person meeting or if you have two people reading at the same time, then they are going to be Yatzu. You're allowed to have such a thing where two people are reading the Megillah together. Beep, turn the page, Chafav and Beis. Tana, Mashayin, Kim, Batoira, which is not the halacha when it comes to reading of the Tate itself. Tana Rabbanan, Matar Echad Ko Echad Metargim. By the Torah, you have one person reading it and one being Metargim. They would read, one would read, one would, then they would translate. Then they would read, then they would translate. They'd pause in between. Well, vachloi, hey, echad koru shnayim b'targum. You can't have that one's reading and two of them are translating. Rashi says, v'kol shekein, you can't have it, she'ein shnayim korun, two reading it. V'taimu mishum t'trei kolei lo mishtam oi. You can't have, two voices are not heard if they're done at the same time, even if they're saying the same thing. What about the Haftorah? Ubanavi echad koru shnayim b'targum, you can have one read and two being metargim. However, ubilvad shlo yushnayim koryim ushnayim metargim, you can't have two of them are reading and one of them is being metargim. Rashi points out when it comes to the targum of Torah, these are the mitzvahs themselves. We have to have them clear, so you can only have one metargim going on over there. When it comes to Navi, a little bit less clear is still okay, and therefore that's going to be fine to do. But Halel uva Megillah, filo asara karen vasara metargimin. When it comes to Halel, when it comes to Megillah, you can have 10 people at the same time and 10 people translating at the same time. Well, why is that, you ask? It's a great question. Even the Gemara asks it. My time, or what's pshat? The answer is, Kevon de chaviva yavi de tayu v'shami. Since these are things which are very beloved, therefore they're going to go and they're going to focus as much as they can to be able to hear it. So even if you have many people doing it together, they're going to make sure that they're focusing to be able to hear it. And the pshat is, well, the other stuff is not chaviv to them. The answer is, it's not as, it's more common. It's every week, but this is not, so therefore it's more special to them. Other reasons are given as well. Ayin, the Rishonim. Now, what about making a bracha? Next part of the Mishnah. This is only talking about the bracha achroina. When it comes to the bracha beforehand, that, my friends, is a mitzvah levarach, seemingly all over the place. All mitzvahs we do over l'siyasan, we try to do before we actually do the mitzvah itself. There's a bracha, and then we go ahead, and then we read. And now, my friends, this is a Gemara throwback to Pesachim and Sukkah. We've seen this. We're also going to see this in a few more Mesachtas, Beis Hashem, Yisborach Shemoy, together. But now we get into the question of what in the world does this mean, over l'siyasa? It means before. May mashma d'hai over l'shna d'akadumehu. How do you know the word over means a mishnah, a meaning of beforehand? Amar Rav Nachma Yitzchak Amar Kukar, the Pesach says, vayaratz. He ran by this place and he was over the Kushi, which means he came before him. Rashi says, Vayakdim, beforehand. Abaye Amar Me'acha, he says, we learn it from here. Vahu Avar Lifnehem. This is a story when they're going to meet Esau for the first time. So the Pasuk says, Vahu Over Lifnehem. Yaakov went before his family. V'ibayisema, another answer. V'yavar malkam lefneim v'ashem brosham. Pasuk in Micha. And their king passes before them, and Hashem at the head of them. Frek the Gemara, lefaneh amayim avarach. What bracha do they make before they actually do it? Rav Sheshes mikat razya ikla lekamedra of Ashi, ubarech menach. Says Rashi, menach is al mikra megillah. She'asa nisim and she'chiyanu. That's what Menach is talking about. La'acharei amayim avarach, what bracha do you make afterwards? Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam. Harav es rivenu, va'adon es dinenu. Va'ano keim es nikmasenu, va'anifra lanu mitzareinu, va'mashalem gmol chol eivei nafshenu. Baruch atah Hashem, hanifra lisal mikol tzareihem. Rava, my Rava says, no, it should end with Hakel Hamoshia. Everything else seems to be in line. Just the last words he ends, he changes. Amar Rav Papa, we've seen this before. Hilkachnim Rinu Litarvayu. You should say both of them. Baruch Adonai Hashem and Nifra L'Yisrael Mikol Tzareim Kel HaMoshiach. Brownie points where we saw this in Tainus. I think that's the last time we saw this idea where we said no end like this, no end like that. So we end like both. Zuck the next part of the Mishnah. Ba'ashen v'chamishi b'Shabbos mincha korin shlosha on Monday, Thursday, and mincha of Shabbos with three people. Hani shlosha gangamini. What are these three people connected? Rav Asa getting a Torah neviim k'suvim. Rav Amar connected Kohanim leviim v'Yisraelim. Elahod tani Rav Shimi ain pochsin miyud psukim in the Beis Hakneses. V'yidaber olam in a minyan. You don't do less than 10 psukim when you're reading in the shul. V'yidaber olam in a minyan. It's considered part of the minyan. Rashi says even though it's not really saying much, just intro. Pasuk, Handi Asar Keneged Mihur the Asar Keneged. I'm Rabbi Shulban Levi Keneged Asar Batalanim Shemesh Knesses. The 10 Batalanim that are in the Beis Knesses. Rabbi Yosef Omer Keneged Asaris Hadibro Shemember Lamoshe B'Sinai. Skip that one. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Keneged Asar Mamoris Shemem Niver Olam. Keneged the 10 things that Hashem created the world with 10 Mamoris. Hainyinu, what are they? Vayomer the Bereshis. All the things that said in the beginning of Bereshis say the word Vayomer. Ay, Hani Tishav is only 9 times. Bereshis Nami Maimahu. When it says the word Bereshis, that itself is considered one of the Mamoris. Tachsev Bidvar Hashem by the word of Hashem, Shamayim Nasu, Veruach Piv, called Savam. So you see that even that was considered like a mimer of creation. And the where the twos over there is where Bereshis, so there's a tenth. Or more accurately, the first of the ten. Now, if we have this 10 psukim, that's not 3, 3, and 3, because then we only have 9. You have to have one doing at least 4. So which one should be doing the 4? Amar Rava, Rishon Shikar Dal Meshubach. If the first one does it, that's great. That's Meshubach. Sheni Shikar Dal. If the second one reads 4, Meshubach, that's great. That's wonderful. Shini Shikar Dal Meshubach, that's great also. Now we take a look and see. We don't know that each one, the first one, the second one, the third one, each one has a beautiful, has a status of greatness. Rishon Shikar Dal Meshubach. How do we know that the Rishon reads 4 is going to be Meshubach? Now we're going to the Mishnah, back to Shkala, my friends. Bishalosh Kupa Shalosh Sa'in Shemem Terminus Elishka. There were 3 baskets that each had 3 saw, and they used to go ahead and use that in order to take from the Lishka, from the chamber that were used for the different karbanos. So he had Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, each one an Aleph, one a Beis, one a Gimel. Which one had the money, which is Torim to it first, when they did the Machas HaShekel. Again, this is for in the Beis HaMikdash, use a Karbanos that all of Klal Yisrael would do, the Machas HaShekel. Shemitzah Rishon, the mitzvah is to do it with the Rishon, with the first one. So what do you see? You see over there that indeed you have a makor to say that the first one is considered chashav, and so shikar abba mishabach. What about the middle one that reads four? Is that mishabach? Where do you find it? Detanya el mul pnei haminorah ya'iru. This is talking about the menorah that had the Beis HaMikdash. Don't get confused with the Chanukiah. It only had 7 lamps coming out of it, and the middle one was the middle one. And they had it that when they would have facing el mul pnei haminorah ya'iru, meant that the 3 on one side and 3 on the other side would go ahead and face the middle one, and that is considered chashav. Towards the western one. Rashi goes on to explain how it's considered west if it's in the middle. V'ner ma'aravi klapei shchina, and that was klapei the shchina. And all of them face it, so that's the middle is chashav. Am Rabbi Yochanan, says, mikan shem tzoyim meshubach, we see the middle one is chashav. V'acharon shakar abar meshubach. How do the last one reads 4, that's considered meshubach. Why is that one considered chashav? Mishamayle mekodesh v'lmeri. Then you go up in your kedush and you don't go down. This is the third one. It must be the most kadosh, and therefore the third reads it, that is good as well. Quick story time. Rav Papa Ikla Lebe Kinishta de Avi Gover. Rav Papa went to visit the shul of this fellow, Avi Gover. V'kar Rishon Arba V'shabchei Rav Papa. The first one went 4, and he was B'shabeachim. Next part of the Mishnah. In Pochsin Manu, in Osif, you do less, you don't do more. Now we're actually going to jump into the part right after that, that the one who gives the you make the bracha beforehand. The first person makes the first bracha, the bracha Rishon, and the last person bracha Achrona. Says the Gemara, Tana Posech Mevarch Lefaneh Vachos Mevarch Lechareha. The first one says the first bracha, the last one says the last bracha. However, Vaidna the Kulu Mevarch Lefaneh Lechareha. But nowadays, all do it before and after. In other words, Rishon says bracha Rishon and Achrona. Sheni bracha Rishon and Achrona. Shlishi, etc. Hainu time to Kinu Rabbanon. This is the reason why they did this, because Gezer Meshum Nechnasim Meshum Yotan. Gezer because of those who come in late and those who leave early. Someone who comes in late would think maybe there's no bracha that you make before you start. And then one who comes in leaves early and think there's no bracha achrona afterwards. Look how much we care, even for those who are schwanzneigelich and leaving early and coming in late. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.